his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
This is the most wonderful time of the year. And the reason this is the most wonderful time of the year is that God sent His only Son to come into the earth, to be born of a virgin, to actually something that had never happened and something that is biologically impossible with man. Yet with God, we know that all things are possible. And as we read last week from Isaiah chapter 7, beginning of verse 14, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So Jesus was born of a virgin, so that it can be very clear that his father wasn't Joseph, that his father was God Almighty. And just think, if Mary had been like many women in modern time, she couldn't have born Jesus Christ because she wouldn't have been a virgin. But God has gave Mary the power to wait until marriage, and God can give, if you're not married out there, God can give you the power and the strength to wait until marriage as well. Mary was a godly woman that was a virgin and was waiting until marriage for the consummation. And in fact, even after Joseph took Mary to be his wife, the Bible even says that they didn't know each other until after the baby was born. So even more disciplined than most couples are even thought to be reasonable, that they actually exercised even greater discipline. And we read also from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this." And then we looked last week, and we're going to review what we looked at last week and actually go over some new topics from 1 Peter chapter 1. How really this is amazing that prophets of old, from Moses to Isaiah that we just read from, to various other prophets, even in the Psalms, you see prophecies about the Messiah. Isaiah even prophesied that Jesus would be crucified hundreds of years before crucifixion was even invented. And we turn in verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." So that's quite a mouthful there, that Jesus, he's blessing God, he's blessing the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us. Begotten us is the same word that you would use for a child being born. in a child being conceived, but we have been adopted. We have been begotten. We have been adopted into the family of God by the gift of Jesus Christ, not only coming as a babe in a manger, but also coming to shed his own blood for your sins and for my sins, begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So Jesus was not only crucified, he was also raised from the dead.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered.
Happy New Year! At this time of the year, many reflect on the past year, where we are, where God wants us to be, and plan to make changes to help us move closer to the mark God has set for us. This year, ask God to examine you, show you where you need to change, and help you make those changes. May 2023 be your best year yet. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Yes, hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems, your technical problems, and ready to help you with any technical issue that you may have. And this is your last chance this year to get your computer and technical questions answered for free. So you can give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. We are here. We're ready to answer your computer and technical questions. We're going to get up here where I can see the clock so we can get everything working right. We are connected to both stations, have both streams going, so we're ready to go here today. And really, we want to help you resolve your computer problems. And of course, we'll be talking, you know, we have topics that we'll be talking about. There's plenty to talk about in
with technology and computers, and we will be going over some of the things, including we have talked in recent weeks. Just want to remind you, you can go back and watch some of our previous meetings, or previous videos, from the last few weeks. We've talked about what to look for in a new computer. We've talked about how to navigate in Windows 11, because if you're getting a new computer, there's a good chance that you have Windows 11. So that's what, we're looking at all of that. And you want to actually go and check that out. You can check that out if you're interested. You can visit our website at fasterpc.com. We have the links to both of those live streams. And again, after they're up, you can watch the videos, the recorded versions of the videos. One of the things I wanted to talk about today that we haven't discussed, but it is a major issue in computers, and particularly we're talking about social media and Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, and really what that has brought, some of the changes that has brought. And it's interesting because before Elon Musk bought Twitter, we know that Twitter did engage in censorship of certain views that not only they didn't like, but also we now know views that the government didn't like either, which really, regardless of which side of the debates you're on, that should really scare you if you're an American, if you love our country and you love freedom and really the Constitution, which assures individuals the freedom of speech. This is really one thing that is huge in our country, is that we do have the freedom of speech, and that actually protects not only speech that we like, but it also protects speech that maybe we don't agree with. And certainly there are some, different people take different views on different positions, but you should be able, in my opinion, to share your beliefs. In fact, frankly, our founding fathers, that was their opinion also. It wasn't just their opinion. They believed in it so strongly, they put it into the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. It trumps every other law, and there can be no laws that are contrary to the Constitution. Of course, when the Constitution is found to be in error, there are methods to amend the Constitution as well. But really, this is not one of those areas where there's error. It's important, it's healthy for people to be able to dialogue. One of the things that was interesting with this whole debate, many people, including the government, said, well, this is a private business, and a private business should be able to determine what they allow and what they don't allow. And certainly there are attorneys that lined up on both sides of that argument. Some said, well, yes, this is a private business and they should be able to allow what they can allow. And others said, well, this is actually a public marketplace. This is really a modern day example of a street corner or a sidewalk. Being able to actually voice your opinion. For instance, if you're a street preacher and you go out on a public sidewalk and start preaching, well, you actually can legally do that. Now, there may be noise ordinances and other things like that you have to comply with, but you have a constitutional right to your free speech. And so, but what we actually saw with the government being involved, we actually saw with one of the Twitter file drops, we actually see over the FBI paid over $1 million to Twitter for censoring certain people. Now this is really alarming. And now the FBI has not said whether they paid other social media companies such as Facebook, maybe even Google, to censor certain viewpoints, but it's very likely if they paid Twitter that they also paid the other companies as well, and this again should alarm you. We also know from some of the Twitter file dumps that Twitter met on a weekly basis with the Biden White House, and also met with representatives of Fauci and the government health organizations, as they looked at dispelling what they termed to be disinformation. And by the way, some of those things that they called disinformation back then, our government has since come out and said, this actually was a valid method of treatment for COVID. And yet people were taken off of Twitter and banned from Twitter for saying that certain methods of treatment were valid. And really what needs to happen is you need to have, and one of the things that Elon Musk said this week is that he's the new policy at Twitter is that they're going to follow the science. And he also said that following the science means a reasonable questioning of the science. And it should, you should be able to question. We should be able to say, well, I don't know, and a doctor that maybe has some experience with treating with a certain method, a certain drug or a certain supplement, should be able to say, well, I've tried this and I found it to be very effective. And you should be able to have dialogue and discourse, especially in a social media setting that is very much like a public square. So again, that's Elon Musk buying Twitter really has changed the game there. And I can imagine that there are several people on, certain that have taken advantage of this censorship, that have maybe pushed or forced Twitter or even encouraged Twitter, maybe with monetary funds, to actually be involved in censorship. I can imagine that many of those were shaking in their boots, hoping that Elon Musk would not reveal this to people. But he, of course, did reveal it to people. And this is something that we now know what has been happening. And it's going to be interesting to see, whether there's ripple waves with Facebook and other social media agencies. One thing, by the way, that's very, very alarming is Google's, they're the number one search engine. So most people go to them for searches. One of the things that is happening, pro-life pregnancy centers have had an increasingly harder time even paying for ads to be effective to where a woman is looking for an abortion, pro-life pregnancy centers will actually put ads out there and do SEO to try to have a display on that woman's phone or on her computer so that she can see what alternatives she has to killing her baby and actually be able to maybe bring that woman in for a free pregnancy test, a free ultrasound, to see what type of free help she can get if she chooses to keep her baby, either to give the baby up for adoption or to keep the baby and raise the baby herself. But these are alarming things that we see, but positive changes with Elon Musk.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
It solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. That's right, you do, and we are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology questions. This is why we're here. And we definitely need to, we're here to help you. We want to answer your questions and help you resolve any issues that you may have. One of the things that I do want to go over here today, we actually had a question coming in from Lloyd on Facebook. And he said, why is it that I got a notice of your show 3 days after the show and I didn't get one before then? And, I didn't get one while the show was going on. And, sometimes he is watching
while the show is going on. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for years and years and years and years and years. He's a great friend. Anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch over to a full screen, and I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on the radio. But we'll also, for those that are watching on Facebook or YouTube, you'll actually be able to see the steps that I'm going through. And if you're just listening and you can't watch this right now, you can go over to our YouTube or Facebook page later on, our YouTube channel or our Facebook page, and you'll be able to watch this show. You can even fast forward. I think we're probably at about 18 minutes at the beginning of this segment, and you'll be able to see this. And you'll be able to see exactly how to do this. But if you are out there and maybe you want to receive notifications of our Facebook videos or our YouTube channel, well, what you can do, I'm going to just show you the steps that you would go through. So one, we're going to actually navigate, you're going to actually search on Facebook for a Faster PC. You can also, another way to find it, real easy way to find it, is just to go to our website, afasterpc.com. From our website, there are links to Facebook and YouTube, and you'll actually go directly to our Facebook page. And from there, you can actually complete the steps that I'm talking about. One of the things that you want to see is, first of all, the number of people that are followers versus the number of people that are following. So we have over 20,000 people that are followers, but only 29 have actually followed. So what you can do is you can actually, from the Facebook page, just click on the following button. And then there's a default following, but there's also a favorites. If you select favorites, you can see here underneath it says you'll see post in your newsfeed. So that will actually show you, and you can actually also go to highlight the various posts, the videos. You can have various levels, live videos. You can have various levels of notification. You can also unfollow, although we would hope that you wouldn't unfollow, but you know, that's your prerogative. I'm going to just show you what you can do over, because I'm actually logged in with a different account on YouTube right now, and I don't want to mess up our live stream that's going over there on YouTube right now. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go over here to Chrome, a different browser. And what I can do here, again, I can either go to afasterpc.com, click on the link to YouTube, and that'll take me right to our channel. Or I could actually search for a Faster PC live technical support. And this will show various videos, and it'll show the playlist, Faster PC live technical support. I'm going to stop that video for a second, but you see I've subscribed. So you can subscribe, and then you can click over here on the arrow, and you can actually receive notifications, and you can receive no notifications, personalized notifications, or all. So I'm just going to select all and like the video. So liking the video, you know, helps YouTube or Facebook know that that's content that you do like and you want to see. And also, either becoming a subscriber and turning on notifications on YouTube, or becoming a follower and turning on notifications on Facebook. Those are two ways that you can actually get more notification and earlier notification. In fact, if you're online and you're at YouTube or Facebook, when the show is on, you'll actually see a notification that the show is on, that the show is live. And that can actually help you with that. And again, you can either visit our website, afasterpc.com, or just do a search on Facebook for a Faster PC, or on YouTube, a Faster PC live technical support. And from there, you can actually find find the shows, and you can, if you want to, you can like the shows, follow the shows, subscribe to the shows, and select your notification preferences. But we have a lot of people, you know, we're getting a lot of feedback from these shows, and of course we're doing this to help you answer your questions. One of the things that we have talked about in we've talked quite a bit in the last few weeks, going from the Saturday right after Thanksgiving, we might have even started a week before that, we did talk quite a bit about what to look for in a new laptop. We talked about various specs that you want to look for. We talked about talking about the specs, and you know, one of the things that's really critical is that you make sure if you get a new computer that you get one that's faster and more capable than the one you already have. Doesn't make any sense. I don't care what kind of deal you got. If you didn't get a better computer, if it's not faster, if it's not more capable than what you already had, you've wasted your money. And, that great deal is not a great deal, in my opinion, if you're not getting something that's better than what you had before. Because if it's worse than what you had before, well, you know, you can keep what you had before and keep your money. You don't need to actually spend money for something that's worse than what you had before. I mean, no one in their right mind would do that, but a lot of people don't know what to look for in a computer. So you can go back and look at some of those videos and see that. One thing that I didn't mention and I didn't go over it didn't cross my mind, but I know a lot of people are not aware of this, but when you go out and look for computers, one of the types of computers that you're going to see today are Chromebooks. And it's critical that you realize what a Chromebook is and what it isn't. A Chromebook is basically a computer that can run Google Chrome and can run the apps that you can install in Google Chrome. So anything you can do on the web, you can do on a Chromebook. And really, there's more that you can do on the web than most people realize. But on a Chromebook, you're not going to install Microsoft Office. You're not going to install TurboTax. You're not going to install an antivirus program. You're not going to install OBS Studio and do a live stream. You're not going to, you know, you might be able to go to Zoom's website. I don't know whether there's a Zoom app for Chromebook or not, but you definitely would not be able to install the same app that you install on a Windows-based computer. So this is something that you need to realize. And some people, you know, either buy these themselves or get them as a gift and don't even realize that it's not a real computer. In fact, one of our customers actually bought a Chromebook, and from the same store that sold him a Chromebook, sold him an antivirus software so that he could install it on his Chromebook. By the way, it's impossible to install that antivirus software on his Chromebook. They also sold him a copy of Microsoft Office to install on his Chromebook. Now, whoever did that, obviously, whoever sold that person that, obviously doesn't know what they're doing, and really, they may be a good salesman. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable, though, that someone at a technology store would have so little knowledge of what a Chromebook is as to actually sell product with the Chromebook that can't be installed on the Chromebook. And the person that bought it thought, wow, I'm getting a great deal on this laptop, and certainly I would want to protect it, and I would want to have Microsoft Office. But it doesn't work that way. So I don't have a Chromebook here to actually show you right now. But what I can do is just kind of show you some of the things you can do on a Chromebook. I'll switch over again to a full screen, and I'll verbally describe them. Just try to do my best. And by the way, one of the things some people tell us sometimes is that, and I try to explain what I'm talking about in a way that you can understand. If I'm not doing a good enough job, if you still don't understand, call up 772-340-5090 and just let us know. I'll try to do a better job explaining it. Even if you don't want to be on the air, it's okay. You can just call up and let Cliff know, and Cliff can relay the message to me, and I'll describe it just a little bit better. But so we're going over here to Chrome. You see, I can go to the YouTube website. Google also has, on Google Chromebook, they also have a YouTube app. And so you could use the YouTube app, or you could use the Chrome browser. Now, in the Chrome browser, you see I do have uBlock Origin, and I have Malwarebytes Browser Guard. You can install both of those plugins in the Chromebook because you're installing them in the Chrome browser. And I would encourage you to do that. And in fact, I would encourage you to watch your YouTube videos and do any browsing with those plugins installed. But any place you can go, you can go there and you can do things. Now, we mentioned certain things you can't do, like you can't install Microsoft Office. So how would you create a letter? How would you create a spreadsheet? You can still do that. And how would you get data? Because this is another thing. Chromebooks do not have a big enough drive to store any data on them. So your data will be stored in Google's cloud through Google Drive. And you can actually, on the web, go to drive.google.com. Now, you do need a Google account. You can get a free Gmail account, or you can actually go not only to the Gmail account, not only to Gmail, but let's say you have an email address at yahoo.com or AOL.com. You could make that your sign-in, your username for Google, for your Google account. You're going to have, there's your drive, there's also shared with me, there's recents, and you can actually create folders, you can create files, you can actually edit these, you can share these with other people, they can edit them simultaneously. There are some benefits to doing this. You also can go to docs.google.com, and this is Google Docs, where you would access Google Docs, and you see there are various types of documents that you can have. You also have various documents that you may have worked on in the past or have been shared with you, and you can actually open these, and you can actually go in and make changes to these documents right here. And this is a way that you can look at this. You can also go to sheets.google.com. And with sheets.google.com, this is where you would create or edit a spreadsheet. Let me see, I misspelled. I did sheet instead of sheets. So sheets.google.com, and that, well, you would think that Google would have a forwarding URL. But anyway, you can actually go in here, and there are several that you can choose from, or you can have your own files that you create. And again, you can share these if you choose to do so. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. To answer computer questions. Computer problems? You need a Faster PC. Yes, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions, and we're going straight to the lines because we have Alan and then Jeff. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. Alan, how can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian. Happy New Year to you and everybody else listening. My question is this. Some friends have notified me that my Facebook page has been hacked, and I know I have to change the password, but how can I prevent that from happening in the future?
Yeah, so a few things, and Facebook is really important to secure. And I know some of our customers, some of our listeners say, hey, you know, I don't have anything that's worth stealing, so I don't care if someone hacks me. But listen, you do have something that's worth stealing. You have friendships. You have relationships. You have, you know, most people have family, friends that love them. And if you really were in trouble, it would help you out. And the thing is, scammers, if a scammer gets a hold of your account, they'll start sending messages to your friends telling them that you're in trouble, that you need a gift card, that you need some money wired to you to get you out of a bind. And some of your friends, and really all of them, many of them, if they had the ability and you were really in a tight situation, would actually help you out. So that's why it's really important to protect your account. Now, one of the ways you can protect your account is definitely you want to go in and you want to actually make sure that you have a good protection, or you want to make sure that you have a good solid password in there. Something that's complex, and by complex, it needs to be at least 8 characters. It needs to have at least 3 of 4 character types. There's uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters. It's better if it has all 4. You can also, in many cases, including Facebook, include spaces, which adds an extra twist to the matter, because not everyone thinks of putting spaces in a password. And it's best if it's not easily recognizable. Like, for instance, we had one customer that he had an account that was hacked, and his password was something like doggy123, and he wanted to change it to puppy123. Well, that's not a real good solution, because whoever knows that you had doggy123 might just try puppy123 or even kitty123. So, you want to have a difficult password, but something that you can either remember or something that you can, some people write them down. What I recommend is having a password protected spreadsheet that keeps your passwords. In addition to that, you also want to turn on two-step or multi-factor authentication. And what this requires is that you either receive a code through a text or a code through a code generator. And Facebook does it by, they have a code generator inside of their Facebook app. So you would, if you turn that on, you would have to maybe first get the Facebook app on your phone, make sure you're logged into it. And then I've gone over this on the radio show sometimes as we're starting. Every now and then Facebook makes me re-log in. And, we have a lot of moving parts when this show's going on. We've got to get connected to Zoom. We've got to get connected to OBS Studio, get the live streams going on Facebook and YouTube, and having to log in the midst of all that. And all this has to happen sometimes within 5 or 6 minutes. And having to log in again, it is a hassle, but it also helps protect me to make sure other people can't get connected. And so what I have to do is I have to actually go and open up the Facebook app. I have to enter my password correctly, and then I have to go into Facebook. I have to click on my profile picture in the lower left-hand corner, scroll all the way down, and I get to settings and privacy. I click on that, and then I scroll all the way down, and then there's the code generator. I click on that. That generates a unique code that changes every 30 seconds. That's really, and Facebook is actually even requiring a lot of people to do that to protect their accounts and to protect people against scammers. Another thing, if you're listening out there, this is for Alan and for everyone else, if you get a message from someone that you know saying, hey, I'm in trouble, help me out, send me a gift card, I'm stranded somewhere, and sometimes they'll even say, hey, I can't talk on the phone, my phone's broken, so just message me. Well, you're messaging a scammer in most cases. You want to actually pick up the phone. You want to call the person. You want to make sure this is a legitimate thing that's actually happening. Another thing that happens on Facebook, which is not the same as your account being hacked, is that scammers will go out, they'll look at your account, they'll look at who your friends are, and they'll see your name, and they'll probably, they might even see your birth date, and they'll capture a picture, they'll just save one of your pictures, and they create another name. So someone else can create a name that says, I'm Alan Love, and they can use your picture, and they can start sending friend requests to your friends. And some of your friends, they all love you. They all care about you. You know, they want to connect with you. And so many of them will accept the friend request. And then they'll start receiving scam or spam messages from this person that looks just like you, that has your name. There's really is not anything you can do about that other than to let people know that a scammer is impersonating you. There is another account. Ask your friends to alert Facebook that this is a scam message and not your real account. Facebook will investigate it and hopefully take that account down. So those are two things that you can do to help protect you. And definitely, if you're out there, you start getting these messages, don't assume that they're legitimate. Reach out, call the person if you know their phone number. If you don't, you're just going to have to see if you can search it out or see if you can find a way of contacting them. Unfortunately, contacting them via Facebook Messenger is not the best way, because if the account really is compromised, you can't trust the message that's coming back to you. You know, the person may say, yeah, that was me. It's legitimate. I am stuck in England. I need help. Please help me. You know, it's probably not them. So hopefully that helps you out. We're going to the other line. We have Jeff. And, I'm not sure where you are, but hey, Jeff, we're welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today?
Brian, thank you so much. It is a pleasure to talk to you. First time I've heard your show this morning. I'm really enjoying it. And I've got a simple question for you. Actually, Brian, my wife is not terribly computer literate at all. And I was going to get her sort of her first computer, let's put it that way. And I was looking at some of the PCs that they have that, you know, are in the $400 to $450 price point. Would you say that a computer like that, basic computer, is adequate for someone like her who really just kind of surfs the web a little bit and does Facebook and, you know?
Yeah, so most of the time that will be adequate. We do have some past shows, and you can go either to Facebook or YouTube. In the last few weeks, we've, if you look maybe the Saturday before Thanksgiving and a few Saturdays after that, we do have some shows where we went over the CPU specs that you want to look for in a new computer, also RAM specs that you want to look for, the type of drive that you want to look for. Most likely you would, in the price range that you're referring to, you would get something that's adequate in most cases. But it would be helpful to review some of those videos. Now, one of the things, you know, some people go and they say, I can get this computer for $200, I can get this computer for $250. Most likely it's going to be slow, or if it's not slow, it's going to have a drive that's so small that you can't even install Windows updates. If it's a Windows-based computer, you're going to need to install Windows updates. And, you know, we've worked on computers. You have to actually plug in a USB drive, USB flash drive or hard drive, to actually have the storage space necessary to install Windows updates, because the drive is so small. You can't store any documents on them. You have to use the cloud, either Microsoft's cloud or Google's cloud. You have to use someone's cloud to store your data. And what cloud means is that there's a server that is above you. It's on the internet, and the files are there, not on your computer. Now, if you have a computer that's large, has a hard drive that's large enough, you can have your files in the cloud and on your computer. But definitely you want to
You want to have your system where you can actually store your data, and it would be best to have your data on your computer. And if you want to use the cloud for backup, you can use it for backup, but it would be best to not have a situation where you don't have any storage space. So those are some things to think about. I think you're doing good as far as the price range. You're probably going to get a decent, a fast enough computer, one that has a large enough drive. She's probably not going to fill it up with a lot of data. So a 250 gigabyte drive is probably fine on that, and 8 gigabytes of RAM is probably fine. We are seeing a lot of people using up a good portion of 8 gigabytes of RAM. One thing that I found now that I have a computer with, I think my computer now has 24 gigabytes of RAM, I can use it. But most people aren't going to use a computer like I use a computer. These browsers these days, if you have multiple tabs open, they can use data. But if your wife is probably might not be going to many tabs at once, may not even right now doesn't even know how to do that, well, it's probably fine, 8 gigabytes of RAM. And for processors, you're going to want to look for, if it's an Intel i3, i5, i7, AMD, you want a Ryzen 3, 5 or 7. Those are good processors to go with. In the previous videos, we did go over how you can compare speeds with a CPU benchmark website, and also comparing the different types of drives. SSD drives are great, and most people, the 250 gigabyte drive is sufficient for them. Some people can get by with a 128, but most people are going to need a little bit more. So Word documents, Excel documents don't take up a lot of room on the computer. Pictures take up more room. Music takes up more room. Videos take up even more room. But most people are, 250 gigabyte drive for the vast majority of people is perfectly fine. And hopefully she'll love the computer. And one of the things, we like to tell people, hey, get in there, learn. It's really good to learn. Especially people that get older, it's still good to keep your mind sharp and to learn. There are a lot of games you can play that help keep your mind sharp with a computer, and just the challenge of learning it. We've had 85-year-old women walk in and say, hey, listen, I'm not going to leave this earth without knowing how to use one of these computers, and more power to them. They have learned.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, This is the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems.
Happy New Year! At this time of the year, many reflect on the past year, where we are, where God wants us to be, and plan to make changes to help us move closer to the mark God has set for us. This year, ask God to examine you, show you where you need to change, and help you make those changes.